A community is in mourning as the work week gets underway in Virginia Beach, the latest site of a mass shooting in the United States. A city worker there killed 12 people Friday in a municipal building after submitting his resignation letter. The gunman was killed in a shootout with police, and they're still investigating his motive. Joining us now from Virginia Beach is NPR's Bobby Allen. Bobby, what is it like there today, now a couple days after the shooting?
You know, I got to emphasize here, Jeremy, that people have a connection to the shooting beyond the obvious, which is that it happened in their community. And the connection is that it happened on this huge city government park. It's like this huge city government lot where people in Virginia Beach, I mean, they go there to get their driver's license. You vote there. You pull building permits. So the fact that, you know, that's the building where, you know, citizens complete kind of like everyday government tasks, mm-hmm. and where public servants come to, you know, work every day, that was transformed into a violent crime scene. Yeah, that exacted a toll, and people are still talking about it.
Well, to that point, they're going to open some parts of the campus this week, right?
So it's a pretty sprawling campus, and there's more than 30 buildings. Almost all of them are going to open tomorrow. So government work will resume tomorrow, except for building number 2. That's still an active crime scene being investigated by the FBI and local and state authorities.
Well, tell us more about what investigators are saying at this point about what exactly happened and whether there is any idea of what the motive might have been.
So just as work was winding down Friday, the gunman stormed into this municipal building, swiping his work badge, right? Just like he would any other day of work. He had 2 handguns on him. He was also carrying these high-capacity ammunition magazines and this device called a suppressor. It kind of like muffles the sound of the gun. And Jeremy, he just began indiscriminately spraying bullets on 3 different levels of this building. And workers told me they were scrambling to find cover. I talked to some survivors who barricaded themselves in rooms and hunkered down and just prayed that they would make it out alive. And the whole time, survivors told me the gunman never said a word. He was completely silent. And he just kept shooting indiscriminately. And in the end, 11 government workers and 1 contractor were left dead.
And still pretty unclear at this point why.
Right. So the main question of the investigation is, why did this happen? And the reason why it is a especially puzzling question is because officials say there's no reason to believe at this point that he was disgruntled, that he had any tension, that there was any drama between him and any colleague. He submitted a letter of resignation to his boss over email just hours before the shooting, but officials said it was brief. There was nothing about motive in there. He basically just said he's tendering his resignation. There was no reason to believe this was going to happen. There was no warning signs.
Let's listen to one of the people that you spoke with, one of the survivors of the shooting. This is Christy Dewar, who barricaded herself in a room during the shooting. But when she first heard about the gunman, she had this reaction.
The city has classes on active shooting, and when the 3 women from the front came running in saying active shooter in the building, we all thought it was a drill.
You can hear the emotion in her voice there. And of course, now this is something that we've heard in shooting after shooting after shooting across this country of people that thought that it was a drill, and in fact, it wasn't a drill. Bobby, are people talking about guns as they do often after these kinds of events?
The only people talking about guns, as far as I can tell, you know, are federal investigators, and they just talk about it in a matter-of-fact way. You know, they recovered 2 .45 caliber pistols and the other devices that I already mentioned. But besides that, the community members aren't focused on firearms or, you know, gun policy debates at this point. The real focus is just on getting the families of victims the support they need. That's really what everyone's talking about.
So, Bobby, as we approach 3 days since this shooting, what is the community doing to try to support the survivors that we've been hearing from and the victims' families?
There are multiple funds that have been set up to support victims' families, and money has really been pouring in from around the world, which is really heartening to the Virginia Beach community. The city, you know, they set up these special coordinators who are going to help link families with counseling and other services like helping get their loved ones buried. You know, I've heard of community members who are stepping up, like pastors who are doing sort of like ad hoc counseling sessions. I've heard about people having like one-on-one sessions with therapy dogs with some of the families of victims, because, you know, anything right now to help get their minds off this turmoil is something that will be welcomed.
It's NPR's Bobby Allen joining us from Virginia Beach. Bobby, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.